everybody. Welcome to the studios of GFBS, where Grand Forks' best source, better late than never, right? The things that happen on a Friday morning. It's time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And joining us in the studio, we have got realty expert Berkshire, Bet Olson. How you doing today, man?
Doing great. Happy Friday.
Oh, I know. Going into a long weekend, too.
Memorial Day weekend. The year, half the year is almost over.
Oh, I didn't want to hear that, though.
I know. And then summer solstice, I think, is the 21st of June. So that's when it's going to have the longest daylight.
And then it starts getting shorter.
And it starts getting shorter again.
And we're almost December. In June.
We're almost in June. We're so close.
I know. And I'm kind of getting sick of not having much of a summer anymore.
Yes, I think this weekend is going to hopefully ramp up the warm weather and we can all get out to the lake or do something fun at least.
Yeah, today is supposed to be beautiful heading into the weekend. The weekend doesn't look that great, but I would still rather be at a lake if it's raining than at home if it's raining.
That's right. Come on out. We have room.
I might take you up on that. Introduction to commercial market updates. Tell me more, my friend.
So something that I thought was going to be important this year is to start some commercial market updates for Grand Forks. Mm-hmm. It's something that nobody else does. And I thought that it'd be interesting to look at actually what sells in our market and, what's going on. You know, people will always ask, hey, Ben, what's going in that building there? Hey, Ben, what's happening mm-hmm. in this space? Hey, Ben, what's going on over here at the Kmart? Everyone's always asking those questions. And so in order to kind of just generate some more interest and show people what's going on commercially in our market so that they know what investments are like out there, mm-hmm. Some people may be surprised.
Sure,
This commercial market update has a lot of great properties that people may be surprised that the cost is really low, you know, so and some people may be surprised about how high something would be, you know, and how much something would be worth. So just to really spark interest in people's real estate, commercial real estate. So I'll let the video play and then we can talk about it after.
All right.
Hi, I'm Ben Olson with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and I'm here with your commercial market update for the month of April 2022. The commercial market was hot this month, with several buildings selling in our area. The first at 2870 19th Avenue South in Grand Forks sold for $1 million and is an office building. Across the street at 2833 19th Avenue South, a 12-unit apartment building sold for $650,000. The 200th block of 4th Street North in Grand Forks, which is located directly across from City Hall, sold for $271,900, and the biggest sale of the month was the Ides Car Dealership located on North Washington Street, and that sold for $1.9 million. Looking at multifamily sales in Grand Forks, 416 Conklin Avenue and 806 Cottonwood Street both closed for $176,000. A duplex in Crookston located at 616 Front Street sold for $44,900. And 16 2nd Street Southwest in Hillsboro closed for $495,000 this month. Two properties in the multifamily category went pending this month, one at 316 12th Street North, and the other one at 523 North Washington. There are currently 62 listings for lease in our market. Thank you so much for watching the Berkshire Hathaway Commercial Market Update for the month of April. Again, my name is Ben Olson, a commercial broker here at Berkshire Hathaway. If you have any questions, go ahead and like, follow, comment, and send me a message. Thank you so much for watching.
Wow, that looked professional, man.
Thank you. What do you guys think?
Oh,
sorry.
There we go. No, it wasn't your fault. I forgot to turn your microphone back up.
That's all right. What do you guys think?
I thought that was great.
Yeah, just a little market update
that kind of shows.
Yep, it kind of just wraps it up in under 2 minutes. I think that's kind of important to keep it short, keep it to the point. And, you know, somebody can look forward to that now every month, knowing that I'm going to be putting those out and mm-hmm. that Berkshire Hathaway is behind it. So now these are not all... These are not all buildings that have sold through Berkshire Hathaway. This is our entire market. So
sure.
These are buildings that I've looked at that have sold. So, it's really interesting to see what's sold. I mean, the IT's building, $1.9 million.
Yeah, is there
Who
any
thought?
You have any idea what's going in there?
I did hear about it, but I forgot what it was.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get back to you guys on that.
But, okay, you were mentioning you might be surprised with how expensive some of these places were and how cheap some of them were, which one that caught me was the duplex in Crookston. Man, that thing went for pretty cheap.
Yeah, $44,900. I mean, you can imagine that it's probably... You know, needed some updating, mm-hmm. needed some work. But, you know, when you think about moving into a property where the other other half of it pays for your payment.
Sure.
It helps pay for your payment.
Yeah.
At $44,900, that's cheaper than people's vehicles.
It's a good investment.
Yeah. Well, it's something that somebody could consider for themselves for a first-time investment. Put some sweat equity in, make it really nice, mm-hmm. make it cute. And then, you know, and then flip it. I mean, sell it or buy a few more of those cheap sure. ones and then flip them and sell them. So how I see a lot of investors doing it, and one investor gave me some really good advice. He said, what you got to do is, in order not to get over your own capacity, is you got to buy, you know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 5, 6 of these small, smaller rentals, like these duplexes, these lower priced ones. And then once you get them all fixed up and they all look nice and they're all renting well, sell all those and then buy something bigger. So you saw, obviously, on 19th Avenue South, there was a 12-plex that sold for $650,000.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad deal when you look at, you know, a 12-plex, what it could possibly generate, especially, you know, if it's like a two-bedroom, two-bath unit that has garages. You know, those are really desirable for
sure.
people.
Yeah.
For a lot of different people. So it's an older, established building, so you're not going to have, yeah, it's older, so you might have some of those repairs you have to worry about. But you can go in there and update the units and increase the rents.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you have any carpentry abilities at all, you know, it doesn't take that much.
Absolutely.
But a lot of these, you could do the work yourself, even if you're not a carpenter. A lot of these are just simple fixes.
Yeah, and I would say call your friends. I mean, call your friends, call your connections, anyone you know who does remodeling, or anyone that could at least give you some direction on what's going on, you know, with the properties. And of course, inspections are important. Of course, we always recommend those type of things. But yeah, there's just a lot of great real estate opportunity in Grand Forks that are in the commercial sector that I just don't think people realize. Especially in the commercial for lease category, you know, having 63 different units in Grand Forks for lease, I think is one of those things where people really, really value having, you know, having that insight into how the market's going to work. You know, I think it makes a big difference as whether the office building off of 19 sells for $1 million or not. I mean, that's important.
Sure.
Right? Because your office building that you've owned for 30 years may be worth something like that.
Right.
You
right.
have no idea.
No idea.
But you don't know until you get the education. And I think that that's really what this market update aims to help.
Now, is there any commercial properties that are really getting you excited right now that are available?
Yeah. So basically out-of-town listings are still really popular, and people really like, you know, the small-town living. I have one bar for sale in Hendrum, Minnesota. It's located at 303 Main Avenue, or Main Street, and it's absolutely beautiful in there. They have it really decorated nice. It's very modern, very clean, basically turnkey, and then they also have an apartment above it.
Oh.
So, you know, if somebody wanted to be an owner-operator, the last few people who have owned it, including these people, they live upstairs, mm-hmm. and they work at the bar downstairs.
Sure.
So they do food, they do events, they do a lot of different things for the community, of course, being the bar in town. And you know, I think communities like Hendrum and Halstead and all those areas are going to start growing as things in, you know, houses and different prices in Grand Forks and Fargo and surrounding communities go higher. I mean, you can still buy a whole big building in Hendrum for $165,000 with a turnkey business.
Yeah.
And an apartment on top.
And if you don't want to live where you work, you rent it out.
It's rent it out. Airbnb it out. I mean, you have no idea people who would want to come and stay maybe and who would need to stay in a place like Hendrum for farming or for a lot of other things. So, sure. You know, there's so many opportunities, I think, for people out in this market. There's another great listing I have over in Warren. It's the Warren Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
And Uptown Cafe, and it's very, very nice. They've done a very good job keeping it up. They've renovated the whole other side of the building, so half the building is like brand new renovated. That's also turnkey, and I know the owners have mentioned that they would help the new owners come on and try to run their business.
Kind of
help
transition
them.
Yep. In.
Transition them in, yep. That's what worked over at the St. Hilaire Bar. I know you talked about that before. And, you know, that's really the best way to do it. And for $350,000, I mean, you're buying the whole building, you're buying the whole parking lot, you're getting the liquor license, all the equipment.
Everything.
Everything. You just go in and you operate it how you want to operate it. Now, right now, they're not really using their liquor license as much. I mean, they use it for gatherings or whatever. But imagine if you did put in an actual bar top and you did put in a real bar and mm-hmm. had one side open for a cafe and then that side closed at, let's say, 8 o'clock. I mean, we have that right here in Grand Forks, right? I mean, we have the Roadhouse Cafe, which is mm-hmm. open all the time, and then yep. the Long Hall Saloon, which is right next to each other, you know, and they share basically a kitchen. Well, that could, you know, you could easily do that out in Warren.
Sure.
With that place and then have it open till 2. So you could have it open from 6 to 2 every day making money.
You know, I personally know the guy that bought the St. Hilaire Bar. He's doing very well with
yep,
it.
Yep, I see,
his social media posts all the time. Chance, he's got that thing rolling.
Yep.
It's a great place to stop. I always stop there on my way to my deer hunting cabin and back. And what a great place. But, you know, I spent a lot of my life going to that place because I grew up in Thief River and they never had Sunday liquor in Thief River.
Right.
So we'd go to Goodrich or we'd go to St. Hilaire. So I've been going to that place for many, many years. But, boy, I tell you what, he really picked that place up and they're doing fantastic.
Yep. And that's what it's all about. I mean, realistically, when you see buildings selling, when you see businesses selling, it's not because they are losing money necessarily. It's not because they're going out of business. It's because it's people who want to transition out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's people who want to pass it on to the next sure. person to operate.
Yep.
And that is, you know, that is something that is difficult sometimes. And, you know, financing is always tricky. And mm-hmm. but there are a lot of incentives out there, I think, that people would be shocked to find out. And business owner incentives, SBA financing. There's so many different things that people can use, especially local bank programs. Sometimes even city councils have, like, a jobs development authority. I know mm-hmm. we have one in Grand Forks. I know that, like, St. Hilaire had a board that did that yep. helped Chance. So it's like there's so many things that you can do that reach out and try to help with organizations. And it's not just the list price and buying it and operating it. It's the whole picture. What does it all look all put together?
Yeah, nobody in a small town wants to see a building empty.
No, and especially one that works and one right. that's operating and one that's ready to go. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really important here is that, yeah, you know, you're going to be operating something. It's going to be important for you to put in the hard work. But at the end of the day, you're going to have something that's, when you have it running well, it'll run. I mean, it'll be a good business for somebody. And it's steady business because it's been there for a long time.
Right,
you know?
Right. So these commercial market updates, we're going to do this monthly now with you, Ben?
Yes, every month. There's going to be another one coming up beginning of June. So next time we're on, I'll probably play it in, you know, instead of our Berkshire mm-hmm. Hathaway commercial. And then we'll go over it and then we can talk about anything else. I'm going to try to have some more guests on the program. I do like having guests. I feel like that's most interesting. So, you know, I wouldn't mind playing the commercial market update and then having a guest speak. So
yeah, and the ad will be played again. We just had some difficulties this morning. So
no, that's all right. No, that's fine. No, and the ad can play in the, you know, yeah. other ones, but we can always do this ad and show people what the commercial market is like on our program. So.
Sure. Big holiday weekend coming up. I know you have got plans.
Lake projects.
Some of them don't sound too fun, but at least you're at the lake.
Yep, I like the lake. It's beautiful. So I love to get away and, of course, love to come back. So that's the best part about Grand Forks is it's great to get away and enjoy the lakes and enjoy other places and come back home. So
it's like I used to say about my hometown. It's a great place to be from.
Yes, that's right. That's a good line. I'm going to start using that.
Hey, you can use that one.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to get a hold of Berkshire Ben Olson, how do they do that?
Just call me at 701-318-2676 or visit my website, propertyandclient.com.
I really liked the introduction to commercial market updates. I'm looking forward to seeing these updates again monthly. And you, my friend, have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Happy New World Day.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yes.
All right.
See you then.
All right. Take care, man. There you go. That's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast with realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. And from everybody at the studios of Grand Forks Best Source and from Berkshire Hathaway, have yourself a great holiday weekend. Be safe out there, and we'll catch you again next week.